Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. I think some of the Orsillo throat tea is having maybe an effect. I don't know. Scraby, no?
I think it's getting a little bit better.
A little better. Yeah, I hope so. First free agent.
That throat is coated.
That's right, throat coat, if you're looking for some. First free agent signing of the winter, Cedric Mullins, center fielder.
That's not true.
Well, you know, first one this week. Then.
I was going to say Dylan Cease was signed last week.
Oh, yeah, right. Ah, I put that one out of my mind. Cedric Mullins, one-year deal. The baseball team that is less than five letters in its nickname that you couldn't name yesterday.
The Rays.
The Rays. Miguel Rojas, who hit the heroic home run for the Dodgers in the World Series. 1 year, Dodgers.
What, you no money involved?
They put it
who
up
who signed with the Dodgers?
Miguel Rojas. Staying.
I mean, do you if you hit a game-tying home run in the World Series?
I bet you probably got about.
Gives you a year?
Yeah, at least a year.
Okay. Good for him.
He can still play defense, too. That's a big part.
He plays a few positions. Yeah. He's a valuable guy. Real quick before we go to Chris versus the fans, this was my favorite thing I heard today, guys. I've held on to it for 2 hours. I wanted to share it. We all know that Miami Hurricanes football getting completely hosed out of the playoff at the moment by Notre Dame. Despite the fact that those on the committee last night, by the way, said, though neither team plays this weekend, it could switch next week. And like, what? How are they going to give us that?
Joe Klatt kind of broke it down. Who does Texas A&M play?
Nobody. They're out of it.
Somebody, Texas Tech, somebody's playing.
Texas Tech is playing BYU.
So if BYU loses or wins,
then Texas Tech becomes an at-large.
It looked, and they're not going to fall far enough.
So they could push Notre Dame out.
They push Notre Dame out.
But I don't know how Miami can get in over Notre Dame.
But he was also saying that because he basically brought the point that if it ends up being a Notre Dame versus Miami on paper.
Right.
He doesn't like Notre Dame's chances based off of.
Well, he shouldn't like them, but why? They've been ahead of them the whole time.
And I think the committee is tipping their hand by saying that. Like, hey, I know we're catching a lot of flack right now.
Yeah, but we could reserve the right. So maybe they're listening to all of the criticism. Anyway,
they're getting crushed everywhere.
Yes, they are. But that's not the best thing I heard today. It has to do with that. Apparently, the ACC is taking no chances. And Thursday night through Friday afternoon, for 24 consecutive hours, the ACC network is going to be replaying the Miami-Notre Dame game. They're going to play it over and over and over and over
that
and over again.
It is awesome.
I love that.
I do love that,
that
too.
Is petty of petty.
I love
right
trolling
there.
Like that.
Yes, we're ACC network says, if you don't believe it, you better watch it, and we're going to show it to you until you change your mind.
Keep running it.
There you go. All right, Scrab, but we're into Chris versus the fans.
We have a new prize on the other side, and Tony doesn't think that my pronunciation is going to work, so hold on.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
New prize alert. If you win Chris versus the Fans, you will be qualified for a shot at the grand prize. Two tickets to NKOTB or New Kids on the Block in Las Vegas on June 26th.
Don't say, like that was a good.
Have you heard NKOTB or whatever it is?
No.
No one's heard of that.
But I've heard of New Kids on the Block.
Right. Which is probably what you should be calling them.
All right. Everybody in the chat, if you've ever heard NTOKB, let me know.
That's not what it was.
NKOTB.
Try again.
NKOTB. you will win two tickets to them in Las Vegas on June 26th, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. If you're calling all blockheads, New Kids on the Block, I didn't know they called their fans blockheads, but I love it. Just announced 2026 dates for their Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Don't miss all your favorite hits live in Vegas with NKOTB. It's written, Tony, February through October 2026. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So everything has to be, like, we can't just say New Kids on the Block. You got to...
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Can you name a New Kid on the Block?
Oh, we already...
We just went through this. Oh, we did this?
I looked and I was like, there's no way Mark Wahlberg is going to be in this
he wasn't
residency.
In it. Donnie Wahlberg was in it.
Yeah, but Donnie Wahlberg is still in it.
Well, okay.
Wait, Mark Wahlberg wasn't in it?
Yeah, he was a past member for a very short time, apparently.
Okay. All right. He found his niche.
He went on to other things.
He found his niche.
Donnie never got away from it.
All right. Well, you will be winning or qualifying for that spot. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that question for free today. Let's go to our first contestant, Hector. Hello, Hector.
Good afternoon, Carlos. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show, Hector. Here we
Hello,
go.
Hello, Hector.
First question. Which former Texans QB could potentially return to the Browns this season?
Former Texans QB what? I'm sorry?
Former Texans, Houston Texans QB, could return for the Browns this year.
Watson?
Correct.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it in the Big Five.
You are correct, Dr. Watson.
Yes.
You are correct.
They have like nine quarterbacks that they can play. They have so many.
Question number two. Oh, this is a throwback here. Matt Leinart played in the NFL for three teams.
Good boy.
Name two of three.
Man, I know the Cardinals for sure.
Cardinals, he says.
Cardinals.
And darn it, who else did he play for?
You can also pass.
Shoot. I should have passed and I said a team. I got messed up. Dang it. I'll pass. Go ahead.
All right. He passes.
Well, the good news for you is I only know one, and the one was the Cardinals.
That's
so
why I was
me.
Encouraging the pass.
Yeah. I only get one more guess? Right? I got to get.
You get two guesses,
but.
But I've already used one.
You're going to use that.
I've used Cardinals.
Okay. So I got to get this right. Bengals?
Bengals.
Yeah.
He does seem like he played for the Bengals, but he didn't.
I don't know. Did that do
because
anything?
Carson Palmer, who was also an SC Trojan,
maybe
for the Bengals.
Did he do anything for? Well, he didn't do much for the Cardinals, but
he didn't do much for
anybody.
Ironically, the Texans, who I just finished talking about,
okay,
and the Raiders.
Get out of here! He played for them?
I don't know how many snaps he took.
I don't think he took any snaps. He might have taken a few.
The credible thing, he's just one of those guys that I don't understand. I know USC had superior talent, but he was unstoppable.
He was unbelievable.
So how could you go from that good to not even barely be able to complete a pass?
I think he could have benefited from today's NFL, for sure. There's less reading and anticipating, because they kind of set up the offenses to kind of just one read, boom.
And that's one of the greatest college teams in history. It is. His USC team for, what, 3-4 years there.
He only played two games with the Raiders, and he didn't start either of those games.
That was okay. Well, good for you, Hector. You're still alive.
On to question number three.
Yeah.
How about a Padre question? Tony Gwynn Sr. has
heard of him?
Played the most games in a Padre uniform. Who has the second spot?
Second most games played by a Padre. That's a good question, I think.
Thank you.
I like
I'm gonna say Manny Machado. I have no clue, but that's my best
Manny
guess.
Machado. Manuel Machado.
He has played a ton of games.
Not enough.
Stay there, Hector.
I'm going to just take a wild guess, and because I think I used to know it, but I don't know if it's been replaced. I think it was Gary Templeton back in the day.
Smooth operator.
But I don't know if he's been passed.
He has not been passed.
Sorry, Hector. Sorry.
GT, the Gary original.
Gary Templeton, huh? Yep, yes. Gary Templeton, number two.
We don't have a number, but he's number two.
I bet you, man, he's getting up there.
He has to be.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Hector.
This one of those ones that's stuck in my head.
Hey, if you've never played the game before, we got a few lines open. 833-288-0973. Tell us your first time player.
That just means Scraby's waiting to call your name because there's clearly some contestants.
No, I'll go to our salsa guy, John from Temecula.
Oh,
hey, Salsa John.
Good looking out on the salsa again, my friend.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed, man.
Salsa is probably the last thing I need today.
And the jelly.
You know what's funny?
My favorite.
Is salsa good for a bad throat? I can't imagine.
I don't know, but I got to give you your salsa. It's still sitting in my pantry because you weren't here last week, so I took it home for you.
He'd been eating out of your
pantry. No, I haven't opened it. Salsa. I haven't opened it. Over Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law was like, I want to try some of this salsa. I'm like, dude, it's spicy.
Oh.
And he was like, no, I can handle it. And he took like three bites, and he was like, no, this is spicy. This is spicy. John, do you get excited when people are like, wow, this is hot?
Yeah, man, I do. Because, I mean, I make the bland stuff. I gave Adam a jar of the mild because I didn't know. I don't know Adam at all, really.
He's a lightweight.
Except for calling in.
No, he didn't type in.
I figured, okay, I can't mess up with that. And I gave medium to most people. And I knew Paulie wanted to try the hot, and him and his wife liked it. But yeah, I know you can handle it, Scraby, and it is fun when people are like, oh yeah, I can handle that. Let me try that. And then, whoops. Fun.
He was not having fun after those three chips.
It's pretty unfair to say this because you shouldn't judge a book by the cover, but Adam looks like a mild salsa guy.
But he's
sorry,
not,
Adam.
Sorry. He loves spicy food.
Okay. He does look like
but
a
he
mild
looks
guy.
Like a mild, you know, guy.
He does
all.
Look like a mild salsa.
That's fair.
I'm all sorry, right. Adam.
Well, next year I'll get Adam some spicier ones. It's always a thank you for all the fun that you guys give all of us, not just to me. And then there's a couple guys at the station that help support Palomar baseball in different ways, you know. So
that's awesome.
And I'm
very
a booster.
Nice.
I'm a former baseball guy. So that's why I always do this for you guys, and you're special to me. And you're welcome, and thanks for another good year of fun on the radio, you know.
Thank you so much.
And today's winner, John.
Real quick, Adam just texted me. He said, I want the ghost pepper, or at least hot. Mild is weak.
Wow. Oh, listen to him pop it on.
I believe
right.
him.
Well,
better be able to back it up.
I will tell you that the flavor is definitely fantastic, but I'll be down to the station again soon,
yes.
And I'll bring Adam a little something-something. You know, apparently he can hear me.
I like
good,
it.
Good.
Yeah, John. I told John he could come in one day and,
hang out with the show. We'd love to have you, John. Here we go. First question.
Everybody's like, can you get to the game and stop talking salsa?
Baker Mayfield was drafted by what team?
Cleveland Browns.
He was indeed.
Another smart quarterback selection.
There's a quarterback question. It's usually Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Tim Couch. Yeah. That's so many. Manziel, too, right?
Tim Couch out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Question number two. LeBron James has played the most games among active NBA players. Which recent newsmaker is number two?
Recent newsmaker, as in today?
It could be.
Oh, okay. I'll take that as a hit and go with Chris Paul.
That away, John. There you go. That's what you get for the free salsa right there.
Question number three. This is a good one right here. I love how Scraby is already putting the blame elsewhere on this question. According to Wikipedia.
Thank you.
Which NBA arena has the highest capacity?
Now that's a shot in the dark.
Oh boy. Okay. We'll go with the Knicks still play at Madison Square Garden.
They do.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to go with MSG. I have no idea.
He's going with the Garden.
The Garden is a tough one.
Stay there, John.
Hello.
Yes. This is like, I don't know. I'm going to go the Bulls. I don't know. United Center.
Oh, man.
John,
I just guessed it's my team.
You got to be kidding me.
As it's my team. I had no idea it was a big arena. But I didn't know it was a big arena.
John, because he just robbed you of that prize.
Yeah, he's going to steal back my salsa.
Just mention your salsa name before you go.
Oh, okay. It's Mr. Lane, L-A-N-E-S, Mr. Lane's Roasty.
Okay.
With a Y. Mr. Lane's Roasty. Thank you for the plug. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, John.
Sorry, Adam. Appreciate it. Happy holidays, John.
Adam also texted me. He wants to do a ghost pepper challenge on the air. It's happening.
Ooh.
It's happening.
Oh, yeah. We're going to definitely put this camera in your face, Adam.
I'll do the ghost pepper challenge.
Be careful what you wish for, Adam, because you just got it.
Do you want to do this again, dude?
I did the...
You did the 10 Thai food that we...
That's what Adam ate with ease.
That we deemed less than 10.
We did. My fault.
You guys keep taking this away from me.
I'm just saying. And then you didn't want to redo the challenge, though, after we...
Of course I didn't. I already did it.
But it wasn't legit, though.
That is not my fault.
I mean, if you want to be considered a legit... You know, winner, you got to do legit things. You had like a Thai five, and what was it? What was a Thai and an American? You had American five, right?
No, I had a Thai 10. No. Chris ordered Thai 10.
I ordered Thai 10. Yeah. They said it was 10, but it didn't feel hot enough.
I think they took one look at Chris and was like, I don't think he can handle this, not knowing it was for somebody else.
I don't know what happened. But anyway, I give you credit, Scrabby.
I'm not giving you credit. He should have been walking out of here sweating.
Did you see I spit like into the trash can? I was like drooling into the trash can.
You do that normally.
I forgot about the spitting into the trash can. Next level.
All right, we're off the clock for sure now.
No, we got to get to 418.
We're there, but we still have to play.
We don't have a winner yet.
Oh, we sure don't.
Let's go to Jason.
Hi, Jason.
This is a tiebreaker.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Jason.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Afternoon. All right.
Tiebreaker, right?
It's 418. Yeah. I'm going to go Joe Burrow because I just was looking him up. So we're going to do tiebreaker, Jason. And I'm going to ask Chris for a number. He's going to give me a number. You're going to guess whether or not the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said. Joe Burrow is our player. Chris, how many touchdowns has he thrown for in his career?
How many years is he?
Let's see.
He's had a lot of injuries, too.
Six. This is his sixth
no
season.
No way. I would have said
2020
like
was his first year.
Things happen quick.
They really do.
Well, he's got to be over a hundo, but he missed a lot. 110
That's career touchdowns. It is a lot.
I'm going to go 100. I'm changing. 100.
100. Jason, is the actual answer higher or lower than 100?
How many years did he play again?
Six.
I would say under.
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 Ooh. He was way over.
Really?
144.
Man, they throw a lot of touchdowns now.
That's a lot. Sorry, Jason. Let's go to our next contestant. We'll go to... Let's go to Neil. Hello, Neil.
Neil.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello,
sorry,
hello
sorry, sir. Sorry about the pronunciation of your name. Neil. All right, Chris. How many interceptions has he thrown in his career? 6 seasons. Go Burrow.
Yeah, I think he's got a 4-to-1 ratio. So 72. 35.
35 interceptions. Neil, is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'll go lower.
You'll go lower. Sorry, Neil.
Man.
He had some moments where he's given
46.
2 or 3.
46.
All right. 46. Keep going.
Got to keep going. Apparently,
if we have to take part of the Chronicles, we're going.
This one hasn't been screened yet, but Roger is the name.
Hello, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hello.
Hello.
Here he is. He's ready.
All right, stay right there, Roger. I'm gonna have to get a new player in just a second, but here's how we'll do this. How many rushing yards does he have in his career,
Joe Burrow? This might be the hardest
seasons.
Of all of them.
Yeah.
He takes off every now and again.
Every now and again.
He's got a 1,000 yard. Oh, wow. 6 years, that's over 100 a year. It'd be
no
600.
Shot.
All right. 500.
500 yards. Roger, 500. Is the answer higher or lower, the actual answer?
Over.
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 You are the winner! Hey. He had, you were close, 817
career
rushing
yards.
See,
Tony, 1,000 wasn't that bad.
He had 142, 118, 257, 88, 201 rushing yards, and then 11 this year.
817 for Joe. Cool.
All right. That was tough.
We are way late for a break, so let's do that.
Let's get to break on the other side. Oh, this is you, Chris.
On the other side.
We'll probably have another break.
Yes. Well, don't tell them that. We're going to talk about something on the other side.
If you don't get to it, we won't.
I'll just keep sitting here. No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the proverbial short segment here. Mr. Gwynn hopping back on duty.
Having a little conversation
with... important people outside the office. You got a couple minutes, Tony. Short, as I mentioned. I know you wanted to talk about it as well. So, passing today of a former NBA champ and Laker, Eldon Campbell.
Yeah.
And only 57. That's what I hate to see. Star player at Clemson, drafted by the Lake Show, first round. in 1990. Those were the 2 years I covered the team, 89 and 90.
Out of Clemson.
And so I didn't know Eldon too well. He was a pretty, you know, he was joining a championship team, so there wasn't a lot of playing time for him then. But ended up averaging 10 points a game in his career. Solid player. And born in Los Angeles and passes today at the age of 57. So quite saddened by that.
Yeah.
He did win an NBA title as a member of the Pistons team.
Ironically, against the Lakers.
The Lakers, yeah. Back in, what was that, 03 or 04? Something like that.
But he
really, actually, I hate to see stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it was sad. Obviously, Elton Campbell was a guy on that Lakers team when I was a young lad, really falling in love with them. And he actually had his career year the year he was traded to Charlotte. He had his best year the following year after being traded away from Lakers. But it was sad to see that today. It was
He averaged double figures pretty much throughout his career, always 15 points, something like that. Big center. And what I recall about Eldon is his rookie year in the 91 final against the Bulls. At the end of the series, the Lakers had a couple of big injuries. I think Worthy couldn't play.
And Magic couldn't play.
Byron Scott, whoever it was, Magic. But Eldon Campbell started like one of those last games and played great and kept them in the game. You know, a game that the Bulls.
You know what I remember about Eldon? Is he never fouled anybody in his life.
According to him?
According to him.
Well, you know who he learned that from?
Who was that?
Kareem. Yeah, he came up under Kareem. Kareem never fouled anyone either. So I bet you that's where Eldon got that
from.
Yeah,
that was sad news to see this morning. I think I saw it from actually Cedric Ceballos had posted it. And still no word out on what the cause of death was, but nonetheless sad.
57, far too soon.
All right, let's get the break. On the other side, we have ourselves a big five.
You will never believe what John Fisher said at the owner of the A's.
By the way,
at the groundbreaking yesterday.
Did you see the makeup of their stadium?
Yeah, I saw.
They
can build a model. Let's see them build the actual stadium.
You don't think the stadium's going to look like the model?
Nothing that guy has his hands in. I think that there's going to be cost problems, and he's going to be like, ditch the roof.
What's
We're playing outside.
Let him play at 115. Yeah.
What's going to win out, John Fisher or Las Vegas? I mean, Las Vegas does things up.
That's Las Vegas.
They do, but John Fisher, I think, is already focused on the wrong thing, and I'll tell you why.
All right. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
All right, Gwen and Chris, we're going to get into Scraby's Big Five. Don't forget, speaking of Scraby, Chronicles coming up at 6 this evening. We'll have a good hour of entertainment for you there. Yes. Or will you have a good hour?
Oh no, I had a great hour last night.
I don't want to Lane Kiffin your introduction here. And
no, it's all good.
You were able to get everybody through it yesterday?
Yeah, I actually had more to talk about than I thought. A lot of it surrounded around Devin Williams and his contract of 3 years, $51 million. And I asked the question: he had his worst year of his career. How does he get paid like all-star closer?
I mean, look at his worst year of his career, though. Like, look at the
18
number.
Saves, 4 point something ERA.
He wasn't closing all year long.
He wasn't. You're right.
Well, he lost
the job.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't rate it off of last year. Look at Dylan Cease. They rate it after, after all of your, you know.
And the same goes for a guy who's done nothing and then has a big year. They get penalized as much. Teams aren't willing to. That's why you see a dude sign a one-year deal after a phenomenal last season, whereas other seasons were good. Teams, they want to see it multiple times.
I don't know that I think that happens as much as the other, though. Because I do recall guys that are come out of nowhere.
Name them.
Name him, Chris. He's on my side. I should help him.
Yeah
help me.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a mediocre player who has one great year and then signs for a lot of money.
Oh, my
people
God.
Say he figured it out.
In baseball. In baseball.
Mediocre year? I was going to say Anthony Rendon.
He said he was mediocre and then had a phenomenal year.
Anthony Rendon.
Go look at his numbers, bro.
Okay, what I'm saying is after he signed his contract.
That's not what he's saying.
Okay, I'm not understanding.
Okay, so.
I'm saying there's a normal player who's kind of a bench guy, 10th man. 1 year, he hits 40 home runs, drives in 100.
Okay.
Now he's a free agent.
Okay.
And somebody pays him for the 40 home runs, not for the 10th man that he was.
I don't even know how to.
It's hard to look that up.
That's part of the reason why I said.
Yeah, right. You're good. Yeah. I won't be able to find one, but By golly, it exists, Tony.
Fair enough.
All right, Tyler has a good one.
Who we got?
Profar.
Yeah, he made a little more money than he had been. Not bad.
Time out.
Thank
Time
you, Tyler.
Out. The 1 year that he had, really good. He had a 1 year offer to the Rockies. And then he went there, he got released, and then he did it again the last year he was with the Padres.
But the Braves paid him for that one great year, not for the previous Profar.
And I will say that Profar, when he did play last year, he wasn't bad.
He didn't do bad last year. He had a pretty good season. Yeah, so, it was just we didn't hear much about it.
I give you Profar.
Thank you.
Yes!
You said name one. And I didn't name any, but Tyler did.
Good,
let's
job.
Quit while we're
text Profar, too.
let's quit while we're ahead, Scrappy. Do traffic and then Big Five.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one... The only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we have to get into this, and I tease that there is going to be some major controversy with John Fisher and the A's, and then I kind of vetted it with the guys, and they don't think
Number five.
It's that big of a deal at all. But
he
here
still
it is.
Has to use it because he already teased it.
Yeah, I did. I shouldn't have done it. I thought that was a great tease, too. But John Fisher obviously is moving the team to Las Vegas. He himself has moved to Las Vegas. And so one of the reporters in town, Nick Walters, asked John Fisher to tell him what he's learned about the Valley this year.
And you know, I just moved here a couple of months ago with my wife, and we have sort of felt that, you know, that hospitality from people who are, you know, reaching out. The sense of neighborhoods here and being, you know, wanting to take care of each other and to make Vegas, you know, more and more of a wonderful place to live is something that I've really noticed. And the love of sports, you know, even with no baseball in Las Vegas, when you go and you meet with people, you hear about how much they love the Dodgers, how much they love the A's, how much they love the Mets, the Red Sox. You know, it goes on and on and on.
All right, there's that part that I was looking for, which he mentions the Dodgers first over his own team. Come on, you got to mention your own team first.
Well, but there's nobody in Las Vegas who likes his current team. So
no, he said he's been talking to people. They like the A's. My thing is that he is so focused on the rest of baseball that he's not focused on his team. So my question, Chris, is he too focused on the rest of baseball?
I don't
Because
I'm not trying to argue with you. I don't understand your question.
Remember when he opened up the stadium in Sacramento and he said, I can't wait to have Aaron Judge hitting home runs over the fence here. He wants...
So you think he should be promoting his own team promoting the rest of baseball.
He promotes all of baseball. He doesn't promote his own team.
All right, so ask the question again now that I understand it.
I don't even know what the question is. Does John Fisher need to start promoting his own team more?
No.
Okay, why?
Oh, you want explanation. First of all, where did they find John Fisher? I've never heard him speak. I don't know what he looks
well,
like.
He spent the last few years in Oakland running.
Right.
He didn't run trying
right?
to talk.
I mean, I've never even seen this guy. So how did they get an interview with him? He said what every owner of a new franchise says, right?
It's not new.
Well, a new franchise to Las Vegas is new.
Yeah, but
so he's
team.
Saying everybody here loves baseball. He's trying to, you know, make sure they know they like baseball, whether they do or not. So this is normal, I think.
All right, Tony.
I'm not quite sure what really caught your ire on this. I understand that
it wasn't
you want
ire.
What was it?
It was like, dude, you don't get it.
What? He doesn't have a team in Vegas right now.
I know, but
they
what
play.
He...
They literally play are a part of another city right now, and they're going to be a part of another city for I think the next 2 years, 28.
Yeah, 2 years.
So
2 years.
It's kind of weird to be promoting your team and they're playing in Sacramento right now for the next 2 years.
I think he's banking more on people traveling into town from other teams.
I don't
to
think
watch.
It's any of that. I think the people that he has come across, because Vegas is a
melting pot,
a hub of other people coming there. I think that's why the people he's come across have been Dodger fans, A's fans, whoever else he mentioned.
Red Sox.
And I think he was just... I don't think it had anything to do with him.
I would think most of the people you meet in Las Vegas, you meet on the strip somewhere, they are from out of town.
For
the
sure.
people that live in Las Vegas don't go there in general.
But how much can you bank on people flying in to watch your games? Don't you want to capture the home audience?
I don't
audience?
Think he... I mean, John Fisher seems stupid, but he can't be stupid enough to think that he's going to sell all his tickets to people traveling
he
to
should,
the city.
My thing is, he should be promoting heavily his own team, and I know this was just one clip, but this tells you exactly what he's been doing.
All right,
I'm going to move on because
you guys don't understand this whatsoever.
Number four. Cleveland Browns rookie Shedeur Sanders may not have that long to prove he deserves to be the team's long-term starter going forward because Deshaun Watson, today the Browns announced he was designated to return to practice. And with this move, Deshaun's only 30, by the way. He now has 21 days to prove he's healthy enough to be activated. If he passes that test, Watson can join the Browns at any point in that window. Things could be trending in that direction, especially after Watson was spotted throwing at practice today. Tony, does Deshaun Watson play his next down for the Browns?
I don't think so. I mean, they already jumped out the window and signed him to the fully guaranteed deal.
Yeah.
When no one else seemed like they would be willing to do that. And they've had to endure the criticism that has come with every poor throw, every re-torn Achilles. Like, at this point, I would think it'd be silly to running back out there. I do.
You've already moved towards the future.
It's not worth it at this point to take all of the arrows that will be coming at you.
That's true. Find out
what you got in Shedeur, and if it's not what you think it needs to be, you can reset. Your team is bad. You get another high pick. Go from there.
Chris, do you think Deshaun Watson plays his next down for the Browns?
I think what I said yesterday, that the Dolphins might have the worst organization in football, is just flat out wrong.
Yes, it is. We've been telling you this for weeks.
Yeah, the Browns are so pathetically bad. Why they even are connected to Deshaun Watson is beyond me. So, absolutely, I don't want anywhere near the field. I don't want him ever like in a practice uniform where they can show highlights of him wearing my helmet on ESPN.
Well,
that's how much I don't want the guy around.
You will be seeing those highlights tonight.
That's too bad.
It happened.
All right. Number
three. All right, we've talked about this a couple times this year, but over the weekend, a Texans PAT was questionable as to whether or not the ball went over the upright with enough going over to determine if the kick was good or not. So Mike Florio is on the case, and he has some suggestions on how to fix it. One, put a wireless camera with a wide-angle lens at the top of each upright. It's cheap, It can be done easily. Two, install a thin beam atop each upright that would be activated before every kick. It would create a simulated extension of the apparatus. It
goes to the heavens.
The sky.
Yes. Right. Yes. Allowing replay review to decide. Third, use the existing array of Hawkeye cameras in the same way it's currently employed for virtual measurements. Multiple readers from other side of the Atlantic Ocean have pointed out that Hurling has developed a system for doing exactly what the NFL needs, a way to triangulate the location of the ball in order to determine whether the kick was or wasn't successful.
All right.
Chris, does the NFL need to fix this issue?
First of all, what happens in the sport of hurling? That's something I did in college when
curling?
I drank too
much. Hurling. Oh.
Something I did when I was in college and I drank too much.
I think is it,
Where's
is
Chris?
It throwing...
He's outside hurling.
Is it throwing logs?
I don't know what it is.
Hurling. Yes, I've seen this before when I went to Ireland. It's kind of like, it's a little like field hockey, but you don't hit the ball on the ground.
All right.
It's like lacrosse field hockey.
I don't agree with Florio on anything, but put the beams at the top there. How hard would that be? That kick was not good the other
day. I agree.
I looked at it as many times as I could, and it decided the game because instead of being up by four, they should have been up by three, which means the Colts could have tied it with a field goal. It changed the whole outcome of that game. I don't think you can afford to miss those.
And the Super Bowl.
And these kickers do kick it way over the top of those posts now. So, yeah, I think you got to do it. Something.
I think you have to do it before this Super Bowl.
I think you got to do it this week. Wait around.
Because games are going to be cost, or we're going to see a game go.
That was
the other
a big deal. I mean,
it.
Houston is now back in the race. Indy's lead is back tied.
Yep.
Right? That was a two-game swing.
It was.
On that one extra point, maybe.
Tony, does the NFL need to fix this?
Yes. Put the beams, as Chris said, straight up. I think, whether we're talking about that particular kick or all the other things they've got a lot of things going on in stadiums that are interfering with kicks and how it's going.
There's wires.
Right.
There's...
They need to get their act together.
I mean, there was I hate doing this because Scraby, has to play his song, but there was a playoff game in the 60s, the Colts and the Packers.
But full sense of security over there.
I want you to look it up someday. Colts, Packers, overtime, playoff. Vince Lombardi's Packers, right? They end up going on to win the championship again, but they won on a field goal, or tied the game, I think, on a field goal, got it to overtime. That was 10 feet wide. Mm. Like, if you see the video, it's like not even a question. So, but in the 60s, you can understand they don't have
the technology, right.
But we have it now.
Yeah,
we definitely have it now.
For sure.
I still don't even understand why they're using the ball measuring virtual. Anyway, I'm going to have to move on because my brain just almost exploded.
Number two.
Our favorite thing has happened. An anonymous executive making claims about a professional athlete. This time, it's against Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies. ESPN reported the anonymous executive from the East said, quote, "The combination of pain in the ass, injury prone, not that good anymore, and big contract is a bad one." He also added that he wouldn't want Morant on his roster regardless of salary. Went on to say, "Morant is only 26, but some talent evaluators around the league believe that his best years have already passed. Those skeptics compare Morant to," sorry guys that you're involved in this, "Derrick Rose and John Wall, smaller guys who relied heavily on spectacular athleticism that was sapped by injury, shortening their stints as superstars," end quote. That is from the anonymous East executive. Tony, if you were an NBA GM and this version of John Morant was available, would you bring him in?
Yes. Because as I said, John Morant is 25 years old. And he's got some growing up to do. Listen, I have said he needs to grow up and he needs to be more professional. But what I can't stand for are these NBA execs that are anonymous. And I assume partly anonymous because you might have to trade for him at some point and have him on
or
your team.
Or because you forgot to draft Ja Morant.
Right. I hate that. Like, I am not a fan of GMs, because these are all executives that have a say in whether this guy ends up on their roster, are popping off but don't want to put their name on it. I think that's malarkey. But But I would bring him on. I think Josh, to me, when you watch him, he seems like he doesn't want to be there. And that just could mean a change of scenery. We've seen athletes all the time get out of a place they're unhappy and then, you know, get back to what they were. But he's got some growing up to do. Whether it happens in Memphis or not, I'm not sure. But, yeah, if I was a GM, I'd take a chance on him. At that age, heck yeah.
Chris, would you take a chance on Ja Morant if you're an NBA GM?
My normal answer here is no. I can, you know, pass because he's got too much baggage. But on this one, I agree with Tony. I think there's a way to, you know, help this guy grow up a little bit, surround him with the right people. And he hasn't proven to me yet that he can't get the job done. Because when he was doing it a couple years ago,
right,
pretty much unstoppable.
He was, I mean, before
pretty
the whole,
much unstoppable.
Before the whole he hiding to have guns in social media,
yeah,
he was the face along with, who was else? Was it? Oh, along with Ant. Yeah. It was those two guys.
And Zion. I've seen Zion.
And Zion. Yeah. And so, you know.
I'm not giving up on Ja yet, if he's able to grow up, and I would, you know, for the right price.
Not even for the right price. I just think that the once the clock hits 26, 27, it's going to be like, ding,
ding.
I think the Bulls, I always think of my team, but they need a star player.
They could use that.
I would take a shot there.
Number one.
All right, quickly. Ole Miss defensive tackle John Seaton put out a TikTok today, you know, referencing nobody in particular. It's on the YouTube if you would like to see it later. But
he's from Ole Miss?
Yes, he's an Ole Miss defensive tackle.
So he wouldn't
tackle.
Be having anything to do with, what is it?
Oh, like you'll see.
Archie Manning or something like that?
Here's his,
he went to Ole
Miss. Here's his TikTok about this whole situation.
All right, guys, bring it up. Great job this year. Amazing season. The best we've ever had. Moving forward to next year. That's me. Hello.
Hello?
Mike.
What's up, man? How we living?
You said how much?
All right, guys. You know what? I mean, you understand, right?
And he just walks off, throws the hat on
good
the ground, and made a pretty funny video.
Fair for
to
him
say.
To do, I think.
I think it's fair for him to do as well, but...
He's a player?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, nah, he was on the team.
I don't have a problem with it.
My question, Chris.
Yes?
Do you think Lane Kiffin cares at all?
I don't think Lane Kiffin can do all the crap he does if he cared. If he actually thought a lot of it through, I think he would catch himself.
It's hard to put us in his head, but yeah.
And now the new stories today, basically, that everything he said to us and every said to your guy, what is it, Marty Davis or Marty Smith?
Oh, Marty Smith, yeah.
He's a liar. Lane Kiffin's a liar on top of everything else.
So many thoughts to this.
I know you like, you defend him more.
I'm not defending
fair.
Him on this
that's
one,
fair.
But so many thoughts.
Do we need to carry over?
Yeah, we can carry
okay,
over.
Okay, carry
hopefully
over.
Hopefully I can remember
this.
These thoughts.
Okay, write them down right now.
He's got them right now.
Write them down right now. We'll carry over with some of the more Lane Kiffin conversation. He probably just loves that the entire country has been talking about him for like a week. More with Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.